I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of simplistic, my simpleton mind, sometimes with these things, some of the opinions being offered today, people are all over me. I can't believe the Eagle fans. I'm going to ask AJ Hawk, host of the Hawkcast, and also from SiriusXM NFL, as he joins us now. AJ, you're not making breakfast for the kids this morning, are you? They're not running around like crazy people?
Well, yeah, I mean, of course they are, but I stuck away to the basement for this. I know the deal.
Are you always the breakfast chef?
I like to get up in the morning and work out before everyone wakes up, so... Yeah, I mean, I'm always making myself food, so I can whip up the kids' stuff. But they're a little pickier than me, so it makes it tough sometimes.
What's the best thing you could make the JK Show crew for breakfast if we were coming over?
I could make you exactly what I make myself every day, like 6 or 7 eggs with some turkey ripped up in it. And that's about pepper.
So that's what you eat?
Pepper in there.
That's why you look like you look. Okay, I figured that. 6 or 7 eggs.
I'm just too dumb. I'm too dumb to figure out anything else. I'm like you. I like things simple.
So it's good. I'm getting ripped by Eagle fans this morning. And AJ, I have been a lifelong Eagle fan. Love them. Like there's nothing that I allow myself as a sports fan to be more stupid about. And I'm getting ripped by Eagle fans today for saying, I don't look at anything today, this game today, anything more than a coin flip. And they're like, you don't think they're going to win? You're off the bandwagon. And I'm like, wait a minute. I respect the hell out of the Bears. What do you see when you see the Bears and you see the Eagles and you look at this matchup?
Well, I mean, if you're an Eagles fan, I would imagine you hope that they can win.
But yes.
You can't feel like 100% confident. They're gonna
and that's what I'm saying to these people. Yeah. And they're like, they're talking to me like I'm nuts.
Well, I mean, that doesn't sound like an Eagles fan at all.
Exactly.
Hatred towards you for saying something.
Yeah, that is the truth.
I mean, that's what makes people fans, though, and that's what makes you a fanatic is when you're irrationally root for a team, regardless of what you think is going to happen. You're going to will them to victory, and I can understand it. But believe me, with what Nick Foles did last year for this team, and now him stepping at the end of this season, looking like wow, we can relive this magic again. Like it was looking like we were down and out for a while, so. I love the Eagles. I love what they can do. I just know this Bears defense obviously is great. They lead the league in takeaways. Cleo Mack, we all know what he can do. But they have players on every level of that defense. And Vic Fangio calls a great game. So it may be a close one. I just want to see if Nick Foles can limit the turnovers and they can find a way to just run the ball a little bit maybe offensively for Philadelphia and try to get some takeaways, at least on defense, and force Trubisky into some bad decisions. And they can go into Soldier Field and get a win.
When you saw the games yesterday, has your opinion changed on Dak Prescott or on Deshaun Watson based on what you saw yesterday?
Oh, boy. A little. So with the Cowboys, that was a heck of a win.
Really was.
It really was. Yeah, Seattle obviously has a lot of experience. They know how to come from behind and win, and it was close towards the end. And you got to give Dak Prescott a huge amount of credit. What a big win with all that on his shoulders and Zeke Elliott. I think that was the biggest part of the game. I mean, Dallas was able to run with Zeke, and Seattle was never really able to establish the run game. And we saw it helped the Cowboys out, and Dak with the crazy flip into the end zone. Ball in the 1 yard line, that whole play will go down for a long, long time, especially for Cowboys fans. But yeah, I think it changed a little bit with Dak. I was never down on Dak at all, but I've known he's a gamer. I'm never really sure week in and week out what Cowboys team you're going to get. It seems like they're kind of inconsistent. 1 week they look like they're possibly the best team in the league. The next week they just look bad. So if they can find a way to be that good team in the playoffs, yeah, they'll make a run.
What did you think of Deshaun Watson yesterday? Because I heard, and this morning I put on the Sports Center this morning, and I'm hearing some of the analysis. Then I flip over to NFL Network, and I'm watching some of the analysis post game, and I'm hearing more critique about what Dak Prescott isn't than the letdown that Deshaun Watson was yesterday. And I thought that was a really small performance on a big stage by Deshaun.
Yeah, it was, and I guess how much credit do you give this Colts defense for defending them and then taking really everything away, and how much do you put on Deshaun? But I think that's they talked about it in the pregame leading up to the game that I think Steve Young was saying, like, if you want to be an elite quarterback that goes deep into the playoffs and can have a chance to win championships, you got to become a pocket passer at times. And not, that doesn't mean Deshaun doesn't have to sit back. He absolutely should use his legs and make plays when needed, but I don't think it should have to be his go-to. If you have to bounce around and get out of the pocket and come off your first read so quickly, or I should say stay on your first read so quickly and not move to your second and third, then, yeah, you're going to have a tough time winning when you face a great defense like the Indianapolis Colts defense was yesterday. So I think that'll come with time. But you're right, it is funny, I guess, what people will latch onto and what they want to talk about.
You're too young to remember Randall Cunningham in his, first.
Absolutely not. Are you kidding me?
Randall in his playoff games, though, his playoff performances, he tended to do that. That was the MO, and that was what people found out with Randall Cunningham, is he would always do that. He was the guy that was going to leave the pocket, run and vacate too quickly. And I hope Deshaun learns otherwise. I hope he learns otherwise because he's a tremendous talent and he had a fantastic year.
Yeah, he really is. And he can throw the ball very well too, and he can be very accurate. I think Bill O'Brien will be good for him. And you're just scratching the surface of what Deshaun is going to be as a quarterback. But it's tough when the season they put together and then all of a sudden it ends so quickly and they were never really in that game. So as a Texans fan, it has to be kind of difficult.
Okay, A.J. Hawk joining us from the HawkCast and also SiriusXM NFL. Let's talk a little bit about what we saw, though, out of those Colts yesterday. Was it game plan that won that game? Because to me, Romeo Crennel's defense came out really small, and I hate to use that expression again, in that first half. I was really unimpressed, and I couldn't believe it.
It's a little bit of everything. Obviously, the game plan, Frank Reich has built a great culture there with the brutal start they had to the season, kind of sticking with it, now kind of forging the way all through the regular season until now. But, I mean, when you have a great quarterback like Andrew Luck, and he's playing the way Andrew is right now as he has come back from those injuries, I mean, it's tough to stop that team. But their defense, I was just reading something that ever since their 1-5 start, they're like the number one scoring defense in the NFL. They're number one in a couple different categories. And sometimes that goes overlooked, and they play the old school Tampa 2 defense that the Chicago Bears were doing when they were making their Super Bowl run with Urlacher and Lance Briggs and those guys. And that's a tough defense to go against too. I know we played against the Bears for a long time when I was in Green Bay, and they're going to give you're going to get completions underneath, and they're just going to force you into making mistakes and trying to force a couple balls in there, and that's when you capitalize and you really hold up in the red zone too in that Tampa 2. Like, you can get down there, but the question is, can you get in? And I love how this Colts defense, like their instincts on defensive, with all their linebackers especially, and they can get some pressure. But when Andrew Luck can stand there tall in the pocket, being such a big body guy with a big arm like that, man, he's going to pick you apart.
AJ, tell me about the advantage or potential non-advantage that the Ravens have. That the Chargers have because they got to see the Ravens just a few weeks ago.
Yeah, definitely it is a bit of an advantage. I don't put a whole lot into that when it's kind of a prototypical team, when you're facing like a normal team, like where you know what they have. But when it's a guy like Lamar Jackson and you faced him earlier, just a couple weeks ago, that can definitely help you out as a defense because you can go in with a plan on how we're going to bottle guys like that up, how we're going to stop them, not let them escape the pocket. But then you get there and all of a sudden the first series, like, wow, this isn't going to work. Like, we got to readjust and figure something out. So now that you've seen him in a game, you know what he can do. I think you can make the tweaks you need here and there defensively on how you're going to try to attack him, whether you try to rush up. A lot of times when you see guys that can run out of the pocket like that, you get like a mush rush where you don't want to let him break the pocket. You just want to collapse everything around him, and you're not really trying to beat the guards and tackles. You're just trying to push them in and collapse the pocket. So I'll be curious to see how the Chargers defense goes after him. But I think that the fact that they faced a unique quarterback like Lamar and what he does is a lot different than other quarterbacks in the league right now. That can definitely give him some help.
I know you cover the NFL mostly all the time now, but I know you're going to be watching that game tomorrow night between Alabama and Clemson. Do you have any thoughts on it?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I do some work on the Big Ten channel here on SiriusXM too, so I get to watch a lot of college games as well, and I work them as an analyst too.
Sure.
I honestly, I love Dabo Swinney. I love everything about him, the way he goes about it. He seems like such a fun guy to play for. When I've talked to him in person, he's just been great. But when I look at Alabama, I look at them like I look at the Patriots in the NFL. Like, I just, to have some aura about them, it's like they know something that we don't know. And they seem to always find a way to get it done. And I have a tough time picking against Alabama. Even when the quarterback's not playing great, I have a hard time picking against Alabama. And when you have Tua back there, just absolute precision at all times and just seems to be such a level-headed guy, I can't pick against them.
If the Tampa Bay Buccaneers called Brian Kelly and wanted to hire him, even though it looks like Bruce Arians may get that job, and that job was open, do you think Urban Meyer takes the job?
Oh, boy.
I swear to you.
It seems too fast. If this was 2 years down the road or three years down the road, but don't you think he wants to take some time off?
No. I think he was pissed at Ohio State. I think he was pissed at the people who dared to call him on the carpet. If Notre Dame calls, it'll be the miracle healing of all times. It'll be, oh my God. Well, you know what? The doctors say I'm okay to do it, and I never thought this opportunity would come forward. I'm coming back. I'll guarantee it to you, AJ. I'll guarantee it.
I'm not agreeing with you. I just think the timing's kind of weird. It's either the Notre Dame job or I don't know what NFL job it would be if you ever wanted to jump the NFL. That's the only thing that would get him out of retirement, I feel like.
I don't know that NFL. You think NFL – now, you played both. You understand it both a hell of a lot better than I do. You think NFL players would tolerate that?
Yeah, I do. I think Urban wouldn't – he's – and I've talked to him about it in the past. Like, I don't think he wants to do.
Okay.
He doesn't want to jump in the NFL, but I think he would. I think he would know how to translate into the NFL. He wouldn't just try to be a dictator and ride them all the same. Like, you have to lead every player in a different direction, I feel like. And Urban, he could do it. He could definitely make it happen if he wants to. And guess what? You don't have to recruit. That's the best thing about coaching in the NFL.
You're awesome, AJ. Check him out on SiriusXM NFL Radio. You're awesome. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.